And I like sat her down, stood up, and I felt the breeze. And I just went, and I was like,
oh my God.
And bro, when I tell you that, like, I turned white, I was sweating, and I was like, bro, my sister's in-laws were there.
Oh my God. No one said anything?
No. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. Okay.
All right. Damn.
Wow.
Welcome back to another episode of Epic Nuggets Podcast.
Hell yeah.
I'm here with our other hosts, Jaden.
That's right.
I'm Tori. Hello. Good to see you again. And if you're not watching this, then you should be watching this.
That's right.
Because it's better visually.
Yeah. So. Yeah. If you're just listening in, don't forget we got a YouTube, we got an Instagram, TikTok, everything else.
Yes.
So you can be a full part of the experience.
And we're going to say this too. We're going to say this at the beginning instead of the end. Listen, we got a phone number now.
Yeah. And an email.
We've been having an email. All right. You could always email us at epicnuggetspodcast@gmail.com. But listen, we got a phone number. 678-40401. Whoa. I mumbled that. Let's try that again. 678-404-1899. So y'all can text us all your crazy stories and happenings or weird pictures or shit on the internet that you see. All right. Just send
it our way.
Send that our way. All right.
We'll discuss
we can just chat it right up.
That's right.
All right. With that, I suppose we should get right into a story.
Yep. I got a story for you guys. I got a story.
Let's go.
So, you know, there is like the very base. Like nightmares. It's like the ones that everyone has. It's like part of being human. Like your teeth falling out. Like you being at school with no pants on. Like you like running. And
you
like,
have these nightmares?
No, not all of them. But I'm saying like it's like there's like a section of like dreams that's like pretty common for humans to have.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like mine are always the same.
Or
but
like
they're different, but they're the same.
Right.
I'm running from something or after something.
Right.
And that's it. It's stressful.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, you know, like dreams where like you're like trying to hit somebody, but you can't like hit them. Like they're like.
Mm-hmm. Dreams are weird.
Yeah, they're weird. And it's always things that when you wake up, you're like, like.
What the hell was going on with that?
You're like, yeah, you know, like, oh, that was just a dream. Like.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
And you're like, thank, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That shit was weird.
Until it's not a dream and you do some of that stupid shit in real life, okay?
Uh-oh.
So.
What'd you do?
I went to my niece's soccer game with no pants on.
What?
I went to my niece's soccer game with no pants on.
I heard you. How?
Right, how? Let me tell you. Let me just tell you freaking how, okay? So I had just got home. I'm just going to let you know. I didn't know that I was going to go to my niece's soccer game. There's like these ballparks that are maybe, I think they were like 8 minutes from my house at that point, something like that. They were really close. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know she had a soccer game. I had ended up being home early. My sister calls me and she's like, hey, we're in town and like she's having the soccer game right down here. Do you just want to bring like Elodie and come watch her like soccer game? And I was like, of course. So I had just come home. Elodie is like a little baby at this point. She's like, but she's still like running around. She's like 18 mm-hmm. months old, something like that. I was wearing skinny jeans
mm-hmm.
with a plaid shirt mm-hmm. tied around my waist. And I had like a sports bra crop top where it's like,
okay,
it's like one of the long sports bras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was like everything was like fitted. And then I had like the plaid shirt that was wrapped around. And you know, like, when you wear plaid shirts, it really covers everything other than, like, your shins and, like, the very front of, like, your body.
Yeah.
So I had just got home before my sister called me. And, like, one does, I took my pants off because I'm fucking home. Like, what are you talking about? I've been in these damn skinny jeans all freaking day.
Dude, skinny jeans are a fucking scourge.
High-waisted skinny jeans. Yeah. I need to let the little gut relax and want to walk around in my underwear, you know, but For some reason, I left a shirt tied around my waist. Okay. So, I'm bringing groceries up. Also, I lived in a second... I lived in an apartment that was, like, above a lawyer's office. So, it was, like, a whole business underneath me. Oh. And then it was, like, a huge apartment, like, two-bedroom apartment above it. So, yeah. It's this huge flight of stairs to go up, honestly. Like, it was ridiculous. And they were steep. So, I had Elodie, and we're not walking down them stairs to get the groceries twice, okay? So, Elodie's on my hip, and I literally have a whole bag of groceries. Uh-huh. I mean, like, a whole arm uh-huh. of groceries. Uh-huh. I'm talking about a whole freaking arm with two in my fingers over here, you know? And a baby. We're not going back down the freaking stairs. Another reason I couldn't go back down the stairs is because, like, I have to carry Elodie everywhere you go. I can't leave her on the second story and then walk all the way back down. Yeah. So I just was like, it's just easier to go all in one go. So I'm doing all this. Elodie's, I'm sure, I don't think she was like, I don't really remember. I'm sure she was doing something. She's a baby. She's making things difficult, okay?
Yeah.
So we get these groceries upstairs. As I'm like getting the groceries in the house, getting us on the door. That's when my sister, I take my pants off.
Yeah, she calls you.
She calls me. You're like, so in the middle of all that, I'm like, and she's like, yeah, like we're only going to be here for like, it's probably, you know, it's like a little kid's game. Yeah. I think my niece was like 4, so it was like,
okay,
it's not going to be very long. Their attention span is only, so hurry up. We're only going to be here not that long. So I'm like, okay, well, I just got groceries. Let me put these away. Put the groceries away, and I just pick Elodie up and walk out the door.
Holy shit.
Didn't think anything about it.
Oh, my God.
So, I go get in my car, drive there, get to the soccer thing. Elodie's on my hip. And I'm, like, walking around.
And you're like, I have arrived.
I have shoes on.
Oh, my God. You remember those?
And the shirt. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I'm like...
Was anybody looking at you?
Well, see, that's the thing. I thought that people were just being...
The baby.
People always look at me when I had Elodie on my hip. And I mean, I would get stopped. Every time we go get groceries, I get stopped like 2 or 3 times. Yeah, yeah. She looks like a baby. She looks like a Cabbage Patch
kid. It's like bringing a puppy in
the grocery store. Yeah. Yeah, they love it. You know, they want to pinch her cheeks. They want to talk about how great she is. So I thought that's what it is. And I have learned that when I'm trying to get from point A to freaking point B, you got to kind of like
just be ignore those people.
Really like
you gotta be
with
moving.
People. Yeah, you got to go.
Yep.
So.
You did.
I fucking did. And so I was like, people were looking at me and they kind of were like, and I noticed like several stairs, but I was like busy. I'm in mom mode. I got to go. Yeah. I just didn't really give like a freaking holy hell what they were being judgmental about. Like I was like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I get all the way up to the soccer game. They're all busy watching the game. So I just come in and sit down. And when I sit down and cross my legs, the jacket, you know.
Oh, my God.
I make it all the way through the game.
You didn't even notice it?
Never noticed then? It. No. Because holy it covers. Shit. Like, when you go like this, it all just kind of, like, come together.
Yeah.
So, the game ends. Sit there the whole time. The game ends.
Oh,
I get up. And when I go to chase my niece around the park, like, around, like, I go to get her, I felt the breeze, finally. Because Elodie was on the grass playing. And I, like, sat her down, stood up, and I felt the breeze. And I just went, and I was like,
oh, my God.
And, bro, when I tell you that, like, I turned white, I was sweating. And I was like, bro, my sister's in-laws were there.
Oh, my God. No one said anything?
No. They didn't notice. But, like...
Thank God.
But, like, you could tell there were people who did. Like, now that... Like, when I was, like... And then that's what happened is, like, all the looks from all the people that were, like, aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like...
Oh, my God.
And at that point, I was literally just like, fuck it.
We're here now.
And I'm like... And I was like... And it just hit me. And I was like, I'm in public with no pants on in real life. And so I go to my sister and I was like, hey, notice anything? And she was like, because I was like standing there and she was like, and I just like flashed the jacket open and she literally just falls on the ground.
Starts laughing.
Hyperventilating.
Oh.
Like laughing.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like that little roller coaster right there.
Yeah, I was like,
I know.
She okay?
Just crying tears. Oh, and my she was God. Like, go to the car. Get you out of here. I have a video.
You have a video? Oh, no.
All these people plus, like, a whole lot more people were here, okay? This is what Anna wants.
Oh, my God.
See, look how much it covers.
That's hilarious.
It makes sense, though, because the sleeves kind of, like, fall in the front.
Yeah. They probably were, what kind of new fucked up trend is this?
I know, look right here, though.
Like, I mean, it's blatantly obvious. When you drop the sleeves, does it cover it?
Yeah, see, watch. Yeah, because see, when I start, like, moving around, they come back to the front. Like, you see?
Oh, my God. Wow. You really did that.
So, you know.
Wow.
That's one of the craziest things that's ever happened to me. It's kind of hard to embarrass me. I'm going to be honest with
you.
Yeah,
me too.
Because that's
pretty wild.
Small town, too.
That's hilarious.
Small
though.
Town. You can't tell me that, a few months down the line, there wasn't several people in that Walmart that I didn't know, but they were like, yo, that's that girl that was, like, at the soccer field with that cute baby, and she ain't had no pants on. Like, I'm that girl. I'm just that random girl that was at a soccer game with a really cute baby and no pants.
Could have been worse. She could have been wearing some raggedy-ass shit.
Yeah. And that's, you see how put together I was other than that? Earrings. Yeah. Like, I had mascara. My hair was done. Bra, shirt. No pants. Took that shit off, drove all the way there, and just no fucks.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't believe it.
By the end of it, though, you'd have to just be like, well, I mean, I didn't know that this was going on. I could just pretend like I don't know what's going on still.
I was just like, well, it was just the end of the night. I was just like, the damage is done.
Yeah,
like,
there's no one doing this. That's hilarious.
I never thought that would ever. Bruh. I'm going to be honest, but I've had dreams like that.
I feel like I've done that where I have a bra on and then I'm like, all right, I'm ready. Like, let me get my purse. And then I'm like,
oh, wait, I need to put a shirt on. Yeah. I mean, I've done like other weird stuff. Like, you ever got in the shower with your socks on?
No.
You ever get like all the way undressed and you go to pop in and you're like, damn it.
Oh, yeah, no, they're just still on, yeah. That's the last thing you end up pulling off.
Yeah, yeah, and then you're like, oh, wait, you know?
I have had this weird fear
it's
lately.
Like that, but worse.
So, have you heard of nippies?
The covers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All
right, so I got some, and they're dope.
Oh, yeah,
I really like them. Yeah.
I know, I thought about that, but I didn't know if they were worth it or not.
I really like them, but I got them, and I really liked them, okay? Yeah. And it's great because it's like, all right, I can wear all of these things without a bra now. I can wear all kinds of new shirts that were never available to me. This is amazing. Like, and it, like, you can't really feel that you're wearing them. They're very comfortable. You could sweat. They stay on. Like, they're pretty incredible considering I have, like, hair dry and stuff. And I'm, like, sweating. Yeah. You know how much I get hot. So. Yeah. Anyway. So I have these things all of like a week and I'm like, I fucking love these. I already started buying new shit in my wardrobe. You know what I mean? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So I was real excited about it. So one day, I went to the gym. Okay. And like, obviously I'm gonna have to take these things off. Like, I mean, I guess I didn't technically have to. I could have worn them under my sports bra, but
But you just felt extra, right?
Yeah. I was like, I just don't take them off. Yeah. So I'm gonna wear a sports bra, right? So. Yeah. Yeah, because it's not going to replace that, so we're going to pull those off.
Yeah,
so I had brought, they have, these little, they look like little, cup things, you know, they're, booby-shaped, you know, that you, you peel them off, and then you just stick them back on there.
Yeah.
And, normally, you'll rinse them, right? You'll, you can wash them.
Yeah.
And then you let them air dry, and then you stick them back on the cuppies, but I didn't have a choice, so I stuck them back on the cuppies, all right? And then I, stuck them. I thought I stuck them in my shower bag because that's where I stick everything. I put my jewelry in there, my hair ties, things you don't want to lose, mouth guards, small things. So I thought I stuck the nippies back in one of the pockets in that thing. So, as you know, okay, on Mondays, sometimes I have a cleaning lady come to my house. Well, in the chaos of me trying to pick up the house, and also, throw in a load of laundry for my work clothes, I pulled all of the stuff that was in my gym bag out.
Oh.
like all the clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like wash them. I think I threw them in the dryer, you know, and then, yeah, so I, luckily it was a very big load, of laundry. So our dryer's been doing this thing where, you have to start it again, you know, for like medium to bigger loads.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
Does that. Cause it'd be like half dry.
So I open it up, I go to like feel them. Just to like see where it's at, you know what I mean? Because you don't always have to do it to see if I'm gonna have to run it again.
Mm-hmm.
Start it, shut it, leave, go all the way upstairs, and then like have an image flash in my brain. I run backstairs and I'm like, no. They're in the dryer. The nippies are in the dryer.
Oh no. Wait, what does it do to them if they're in the dryer?
Well, you see, they already went through the washer. They already went through the dryer
once. So what does that mean?
So this is round two for the dryer. Okay, so they're silicone, so they're fine.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, the whole, like, outside, it's just covered in lint. I mean, it is just linted the fuck up. And the little plastic things that they were on, those are, you know, they're melted. They're unhappy, let me tell you, okay? Just bent up. So I'm like, fuck, like I just got these and I love them like so much. Like, fuck. So I like wash. I know it was like,
damn.
It was crushing in the moment, honestly. I was just like, I can't believe you fucking do this. You always do this. You know, you like talk to yourself.
You always do stupid shit like this. You ruin everything.
I got so upset. Just like, they're brand new too.
You're like, this is why we can't have
I'm
nice
never,
things.
You're like, use my shit ever again. Yeah, it's like there's two of us. Oh my fuck. Anyway, so I go upstairs. I've got my Mrs. Meyers soap. I'm soaping them. I've got it in warm water. I'm trying to get this fucking lint off.
Were you able to get it off or no?
I got most of the lint off.
Well, you have to get new ones or you think or maybe.
I was like, fuck it. So like the next day or whatever, I was like, all right. They didn't feel quite as sticky. Okay. So here's the thing. And this is what leads up to like my fear recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Because okay? I'm still fucking wearing these things.
Well, so, good. That
yeah,
wasn't a complete
waste
of money.
So I've been wearing these things, but the edges, because the way that it is, right, it's like thinner on the edge.
Yeah, so
and
it
then
blends.
Thicker in the middle.
So it blends.
So it blends, right, but also so it like, ooh, I'm like hitting my mic over here.
Yeah.
You know, so also so it like covers your nipple, right, because obviously you need like a little more like on top of that area. So anyway. So where it was thin, obviously it's a thinner layer of adhesive.
Yeah.
And that's also, of course, where the fucking lint, because what happened when it was on that
so
cup,
it's like curling.
It like got up in the edges between the nippy and the plastic cup. So like all of it mostly was on like the exterior, like half inch. So anyway, I
save
these things. I've been wearing them, but like sometimes you'll put them on and it'll kind of like pop off on the top a little bit and you're like,
not safe.
Okay. So I would just like,
it's like the same thing as a
just,
bra strap right. Popping.
I just like push them. I would just push them down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I think it's supposed to be like body heat activated a little bit too. So I'm like, all right, get you some body heat. You know, like, and so, yeah.
You just do jumping jacks in your bedroom and you're like,
yeah, you just gotta make sure. Yeah, you gotta make sure that they're on there. You know what I'm saying?
That's really funny.
Well, and then like sometimes like I'll just, you know, I'd like, it'll be like a shirt that's not fitted. And that's like real strange. So I have like this fear now that like, I'm like, bro, I'm gonna just look down and one of them's gonna just have like fallen off. I might have to grab that shit and be like,
that would be hilarious.
My nippy. Yeah,
at the salon.
I'm like preparing for the moment that this might happen. I'm like, how am I going to react if this happens?
Oh, no.
Like, is it going to be funny?
Discreet.
Is it? Right. Yeah. Well, I
got a
good, like, walk-in lunge just from dropping shit at the salon where you just kind of, like, you're wearing a skirt or something. You got to kind of, like, pop down and get it. So I could probably handle that and be like, excuse me. But at the same time, I'm just like, this is now like a fear every time I put these things on.
Yeah.
But they're hanging on like they do well. And by the end of the day, let me tell you, when you go to peel those fuckers off, you're like, just kidding. They're on there.
Yeah, I got you.
But.
Jeez.
I know. I've just been like, well, I hope that this is an irrational fear.
And not.
That never happens and not like a real possibility.
Well, you never know. You know, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, that's just, who the fuck would do that? What the fuck?
I go home and order new ones. And I'm like,
no,
just
literally.
Yeah. They weren't even that expensive. Better they were like $25. Sorry.
I feel like I do like the checklist now when I go out. I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like I do that now. Like, I'm
purse,
like,
keys,
I'm like,
wallet,
bra,
pants.
Pants. Yeah. I'm like, oh, are we covered? We're covered? All okay. Right. Cool.
We got pants in this bitch.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh my God. I have an underwear story.
Go ahead. All right. If this matches. Underwear story.
Underwear
babe.
Story.
Little Reddit. Little
yeah.
Reddit.
Little Reddit.
Sprinkle,
life.
Sprinkle.
Yeah. All right. So this is in the r- advice or slash advice. Whatever that
the
thing
slash
is called.
The slash is this. Yeah. Dashes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coworker saw me wearing my wife's thong at work, afraid she might tell other coworkers. How should I go about?
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
Say it again.
Coworker saw me wearing my wife's thong at work, afraid she might tell other coworkers. How should I go about this?
Like, wearing it where, though? Like, you're wearing them? Or, like, are you, like,
nope.
At work wearing them?
No, nope.
You thought you were
no,
alone?
No, he was fully wearing them. Like, how they're worn. Inside of your pants. Not on your head. Yeah, y'all that couldn't see that, she tried to signal like it was a hat. It's not a hat.
Well, like, I didn't know if he was doing weird shit in his office.
Ew.
With her.
Oh, with the lady?
With her underwear. Like, his wife's
oh,
underwear.
Oh, God, no.
What?
Why did your brain go
look,
that
I don't,
way?
I don't know what he's doing in his own office
why
in his personal time.
Bro, what the fuck? He just, like, grabs some of his wife's underwear, throws it in his lunchbox, takes it to fucking work.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Whatever.
I did see a really weird thread the other day. We're not going to discuss that on here, but I'll tell you about it later. It involves sandwich making.
Oh God, that
and it was
made
foul.
Me throw up immediately.
Well, we just had sandwiches, so we can't talk about
yeah,
sandwiches. All right.
I mean, I'm just saying. That's why I was like, I don't know. Maybe he was just like, take that to keep a reminder, little something, something. I don't know. You don't
people
even fucking know.
So weird. Okay.
It's kind of romantic, I guess.
You youngsters and romanticism, shit's gotten weird. All right. He took a pair of my underwear. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Just like.
So my wife, 25, female, and I, male, 31, were playing video games, and she said if I lost, I had to wear her underwear the next day, and vice versa.
Okay.
So I took on the bet and lost. I'm getting ready for work the next morning, and she picks out a lace pink thong. Good play, wife. That's funny as fuck. I work at a lab with all women, the only guy out of 5 girls. I go to get my headphones out of my bag, and I drop them. I squat down to pick them up, and what do you know? A coworker was coming in the break room right when that happened, and the thong was showing a bit. She covers her mouth and quietly was like, nice panties, and turns around and walks away. The rest of the day, I didn't talk to her because I was beyond embarrassed. I told my wife, and she was dying laughing at the situation.
Nice panties. This was a plot from the wife the whole time to make sure all these women thought he was weird. That's what that was.
When the girl got off work, she normally gives a general goodbye to everyone, but this time she stopped by me and said goodbye to me with a little giggle. So I'm wondering, should I talk to her so she doesn't tell anybody else, or should I just hope she doesn't say anything? I'm too embarrassed to ask or talk to her about it.
I forget how different people are.
Yeah.
Because if that was me as a man, I'd be like, yo, look.
I lost this bet.
I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
You know? Like, he was like, this was actually
he
a bet.
Was embarrassed.
He did not want to lose.
I'm like,
he
bro,
was embarrassed.
Why did you take the bet?
You can't,
he thought
you
he
was going to win,
it.
Bro. He
Listen.
Thought he was going to win. That's what that
bro.
Sounds like. And look, you're not using your full noggin because getting to wear, like, your husband's or your man's underwear, like,
doesn't do anything. It just ruins all my outfits.
Yeah, they're comfortable as shit. I'm like, I do that anyways.
If I can wear that shit to work.
If I can get away with it, though, I
also, kudos to this man for wear. How did you even wear that?
They could have been similar size. You never know. Oh,
they don't make it wide enough for.
Oh, that's true, though.
You know.
Dang, he basically had a G-string up the front and the back.
I'm saying.
That's hilarious.
She did him dirty on that one. Yeah. I'm like.
That's how it feels.
What do you do?
That's
what
how
do you
it feels gotta, like, having a string.
Off to the side? To like. I don't know. I don't want to get into the mechanics of that. Yeah, obviously, yeah. A thong is not a hammock.
Banana. Yeah, yeah. It's banana, not a hammock. It's not. Hammock. Yeah, it's not.
I can say words. A banana hammock.
Banana. Yeah, I feel like you'd have. He was having to wear it like to the like everything to the side, like this.
Dude, I don't just, know. That's crazy.
It was free flowing that day.
I just feel like, why would you take that bet if you're like, you know, it's a possibility that somebody might see that shit. So, like, why get embarrassed?
You should have put a belt on that day, brother.
You should have put a belt on. That's a great idea, Jaden. Well, where are you when people need you?
You obviously needed some help. You should have thought about these things. This is all your fault. Honestly.
Yeah.
Everything's your fault. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just like... You lost when you took a bet with your wife
what video game were you playing?
Yeah, like where she wasn't even really going to lose even if she lost because men's underwear are comfortable as shit. And then, like, you were really the only one who had anything to lose. Then you lost the bet that you obviously thought you were going to win. And then you didn't, like, prepare at all once said bet was, like, locked in. You didn't think that your hot pink underwear were going to slide. I guess, you know, underwear slides up different than men's underwear, too, though. You know,
yeah,
it does.
Dude,
it
that's
shimmies.
So true. Oh, my God. I was wearing the skirt the other day. Bruh.
It shimmies, dude, you know?
And I got these, like, high-waisted underwears. But they're, like, kind of cheeky at the same time, which is annoying. But I didn't realize
like
how high-waisted
shorts.
That, no. Because the butt's out, you know, a little bit.
Oh,
you know? You never seen those? They're like high-waisted, but they're like, they're cheekies. But normally cheekies are like low.
But they're like the box.
But the problem is, all the pants go up high now, which is really annoying. I did that the other day, too, where I wore... Bro, 2 days in a row. Listen to this. All right, so I had one day where I wore like a high-waisted skirt, and then I wore these high-waisted underwears. But then the problem is the skirt kept riding up, but the underwear was already at my belly button. So every time I tried to pull
the
skirt down,
with leggings.
It was starting to pull the underwear down.
It's the same thing with leggings at jiu-jitsu. It's like, you know, you pull the leggings and the leggings up. But then the underwear will stay up and the leggings keep falling down.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, they're all hanging out. The underwear is hanging out and the main article of clothing keeps... The underwear always ride up. The main article of clothing always rides down. It's like, that's the thing.
It's ridiculous. Well, so yesterday...
But see, you ain't know that because you're not used to wearing a hot pink thong. That's
right. I wore some high-waisted shorts yesterday and then I wore like some low-rise like type underwear. And I kept trying to like... Because they were like going below my ass crack. I was trying to...
Yeah.
Pull these things up, but then the shorts were like, I was like, bro, I cannot win with underwear this week. I'm so over this shit. Like,
that's hilarious.
She got
I
your
know
ass.
She did. She got you,
dude. She's a good wife.
Yeah,
she,
yeah.
Like,
she's a keeper
on some smart
shit.
Because
she's smart. I'm
yeah.
about to say, yeah, she's a
like,
keeper.
She I'm not them. Saying now she kind of like fucked you up a little bit.
Yeah,
but you took that bet,
I'm
so you
say,
knew.
He sounded like he was confident because
he thought he was gonna win.
He did.
He thought you were gonna win though. Why wouldn't you bet something better?
He just didn't think it was that big a deal. He didn't realize how much he had to lose.
Yeah, like if I win this, you gotta go to
you know
the, anytime
now.
I want in the middle of the night. If I want some Oreos, I gotta punch card.
See,
and you gotta go in and get them for me. Exactly. You gotta whip out some. You gotta be.
He
smart.
Just wasn't using his noggin. She got you.
Shit's numb.
You don't got enough forethought.
Mm-mm.
Hell yeah.
All right. We got to wrap this shit up.
That's
we're about
it,
to get
though.
Out of here. You
that's
can
right.
find us on anything. Epic Nuggets or Epic Nuggets Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you could text us at 678-404-1899. Send us anything. Send us everything. And you can find us on the internet. Where can we find you?
You can find me at Jaden Scrappy. That's Jaden with a Y, J-A-Y-D-E-N. Scrappy. That's on everything.
Yeah.
All the platforms.
And you can find me at Two Honest Tory, T-O-O, Honest Tory, on anything.
That's right. And our go click the little link in our bio. It's got all our other links in there, all our other social media platforms. And yeah, go follow us because we're pretty fucking funny. Yeah. Too honest, Tory Rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging jokes, slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full, so